Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's me. Summer's almost over. I can't believe it. I don't think we even had a summer. What's the deal? Must be global warming, right? Yeah. Okay. I have a bridge for you if you believe that. In any event, the summer is almost over. And that means the season is changing. And that doesn't mean anything other than what techno-society wants it to mean. Like we're back to school, like your vacation's over, like get into a bad mood because now you got to get serious about work again. You know, people in August, even if they're working, they're kind of paralyzed because underneath it all, they're on vacation, even if they're not, because they feel like if they're not having one, they should be. So what the heck? They're not going to really work. You'll see that in customer service across the board, especially if you own your own business, as I do. The point is, the season's changing. And what that used to mean is you shift your physiology to the season. Now, no one had to think about that back in the day. Ancient times, like 100 years ago. Ancient times before all those farms out there, Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, so on and so forth, went up till 50 years, 100 years ago. That was all farmland instead of suburbia. The season changed and so did you, and you never thought about it. But what you were doing through the grace and intelligence of the pineal, the hypothalamus, what you were doing is shifting internally to the season. Well, the summer is hot, and that means you do certain things. And the fall is slowing it down, and the winter's freezing, and that means you do certain things, and so on and so forth. We call this the circadian rhythm. The circadian rhythm, it's a word you know about. Here's something. Take all your health shows, all of them. All the ones on radio, all the ones on YouTube, all the ones in all the bookstores in all the worlds, and flush them all down the toilet bowl. Because if your existence does not live in accordance to the circadian rhythm, you can't have health. And you are, what's the word, upwind? I'll leave the other piece out. You're moving upwind. You're doing it the hard way. To divorce yourself from rhythms that need to be aligned with nature. Nature needs to be aligned with the cosmos. And all that intelligence is all figured out through the hypothalamus and divested into the biochemical intelligence of the cell. I don't think a scientist could get angry at that statement. I really don't. While there is no such thing as God, and we all know that, at least as far as the human body is concerned, right? Think about that next time you go to a medical doctor. Think about that individual has spent 4 to 8 to 12 to 16 years being told that God and the physiology of the body, they don't have anything to do with each other. There isn't one iota of spiritualism in how the body works. But even your worst biochemists, your biggest dummies, your worst biochemists will admit there is something called molecular intelligence. And that molecular intelligence does derive itself from higher places. And they'll admit to that. So what's health? Health is living in accordance with the circadian rhythm. And this is at least considerably dictated by the change in season. So you just do things. Okay, let me ask you a question. Why do bears hibernate? Oh, I know why. They all get together in a circle somewhere out there at some big hotel, and they have, you know, the meeting. And a bunch of bears get together and try to figure out how to get through the winter without much food. And so one bear years ago, this is actually a true story, this bear, Papa Bear, he had a brainstorm. And the brainstorm was, look, there's no food because there's a lot of snow, you know, blizzards out there in Montana. And so why don't we just do this? Why don't we not eat? And all the other bears stood up and clapped, and they gave that bear an award. Look it up on Google. Or better yet, Facebook. And all the other bears clapped, gave this head bear, I think it was a grizzly, and they gave that bear an award. And then all the bears just got together and said, you know, if you're a smart bear, just go into a cave, cover yourself under a lot of hay and cow dung, and don't eat. Do a fast. Do a 120-day fast every winter. It's good for your health. It lowers your blood pressure. All these great things. And then all the other bear researchers studied this, and they decided that this is a great idea. Now, that's what happened. That's why bears hibernate. It has nothing to do with the fact that bears... It has nothing to do with the fact, this hibernation thing, that bears effectively have some internal navigation system. Something that we don't really understand. Something bigger than science. Something that science can only describe but can't really mechanize. Can't be that bears have some built-in system that tells them what to do and when to do it. Can't be. Of course it can. That's called animal instinct. Yeah. See? There's always an answer. Yeah. Animal instinct. What about human instinct, you morons? What about human instinct? When I say moron, no, I'm not talking to the audience. Of course not. I'm talking to the jackasses that dictate the choices we make medically. That have no interest whatsoever in fortifying or admitting to how you build human instinct. You see? Instinct? What does that have to do with the choices you make? It may work for the bears. No. It was the bear convention. You see? You see how stupid they are? But if we got up there in the global helicopter and zeroed in this week on all the people being just crucified and tortured by the idiot establishment, being told to do horrendous things to their beings, torturous things, and when you ask a question and you suggest an alternative to the institutions, what do the institutions do? The institutions just say, that's not scientific. And you say, ladies, you'll particularly, some men, but ladies, you'll understand. If you say, but this just doesn't sound right, but it makes no sense, but my instincts tell me. And they say, well, you know, those instincts, that has nothing to do with science. Science is stronger than your instinct. And by the way, peer-reviewed studies published by the New England Journal and Lancet and every other cockamamie fantasy all say that this is what you should do. So just cut out your body part. There you go. Just rip it out. Because that's what science says. Void of instinct. Condescending towards instinct. Disrespectful to the way bears navigate. Now, didn't I make that simple? How could there be anyone in the world to argue that? And yet, tomorrow morning, you may be that person that goes in to the institution and takes their advice. That's right. No, not you. You're just going to go online and buy a supplement because you're into this holistic stuff. Shame on you if you're that limited in your perception of what this beautiful medicine is all about. Shame on you. This is why I've put together the 50 laws of natural health. Yeah, there's my angle. I want you to buy my book, There is no stupid book. I'm not writing a book. Just go to Show 427. It's free. And you know what things are worth when they're free. They're worth nothing. Just in case you're extremely economically conservative, you'll conclude that, so we're heading you off. The 50 Laws of Natural Health. I get it, Show 427. This is Show 430, but I'm taking you back down memory lane to Show 427. And Show 427 is trying to get you into those laws. Now, here's the punchline. I'm doing a seminar tomorrow. We're going to get into the 50 Laws of Natural Health. The 50 Laws of Natural Health are about the way to live like the bear, Papa Bear, because that stuff is in you. It's dormant in you. And if you awaken it, you'll heal. It's that simple. How did I come to this conclusion? You gave it to me. I've watched the public all over the world. I have watched them pick up on my shows and without ever contacting me, just put it to work. Because they have instinct. And I've watched them dig themselves out of real holes. Jim, Debbie, there's a whole bunch of people that have done this. And it's astounding to me that you can just do that. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. And then you have people under supervised care coming in every 2 weeks to 4 weeks to 6 weeks, and it's 5 years later, and they're still spinning around in circle because their instincts are dead. Health is given to you by decisions made from your instincts, not your emotions. And if you live out there in Venice and Santa Monica and you love this kind of rap, I'm not talking to you because you can't tell the difference between your emotions and your instincts. And that's a problem. We are either emotional or analytical. Neither which is instinct. Instinct evolves through a practice of health. A real practice of health. Not the people at lunch that are just walking through the parking lot and smiling in the sun. Because then they're building their vitamin D and they're getting their cardiovascular in. And the Surgeon General says that's all you need to do to be healthy. After that, just see your doctor regularly until you're dead at 70. No, no, 80. We don't die at 70. We die at 80 to 82 because we're so technologically advanced. Thank you, modern medicine. No, we're dead at 50, spiritually dead. By the time you're 50, whatever little instinct you have remaining has been snuffed out, crushed. That's right. Faith in oneself. Here's to faith in oneself. What makes me different than most people is I have enormous faith in myself. I do. I do. I really do. No, I really do. At 4 a.m., I surf big waves. Big waves. And I have faith. Faith is something you perfect, but you got to start out with a little bit. After that, I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you is health is faith. Health is instinct. That's it. Instinct tells you what to do. Faith tells you it's going to work. Health is faith and instinct. This is way too religious for me. It's way too spiritual for me. I'm only paying for the hard science. I want to hear the biochemistry. I had some dummy walk out of my office a few weeks ago because this guy didn't hear enough science. Interesting week. Six people in screaming for books, ebooks. What are you going to do for posterity? This, that, and the other thing. Get it all the time. But someone comes in and they want to know the chemistry. You see? This is the rap. This is the Kool-Aid. This is the drink you swallowed. This is the LSD gift wrapped in education. Education teaches us, medical education teaches us hard science. is really all there is to depend on. And instinct is meaningless. When it's the other way around, the purpose of hard science is to stimulate your instinctual abilities. See, we got it backwards. Thank Descartes. Thank the Pope, the Vatican. Yeah, the Vatican. Yeah, you need to buffer up to that one. That's right. For a few things, unfortunately, for the Vatican, it needs to stand up to certain things that have occurred. But one thing that I'm referring to is they snuffed the alchemists. The Vatican didn't snuff the scientists, it snuffed the alchemists. You see, Giordano Bruno, Galileo, Tycho Brahe, these guys were devout, devout Catholics. But they just wanted the Vatican to honor science. And when science and the Vatican conflicted, well, then to be a scientist was heresy. So Giordano Bruno went to his grave. He was tortured to death. Galileo was in prison for the rest of his life. It didn't start what we call science out on good footing. But you see, here's what nobody tells you. What nobody tells you is they weren't scientists. They were alchemists. They were alchemists. Alchemists believed devoutly in divine power. No, not in voodoo, not in the occult, not in the devil. If you believe that, you're a boob. An alchemist is someone who believes that God put the intelligence into the cell. That's really what those alchemists were. That's what we should be calling science today. But we made this unfortunate and understandable division between the two. And so to this day, you can just line up at Kaiser Permanente all day long and have different body parts ripped out gleefully in the name of science when your instincts should have prevailed in the name of science. This is a good show for you to listen to again. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. There is no one, and I mean no one, that talks like me. No one. And I'm just going to keep doing it regardless, because you can't stop me from talking. At least right now you can't. Although the way it looks, maybe it won't be the same in 10 years. But I'm just going to keep saying this. Health is an instinct. It's faith and instinct. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Call that number, and here's my secret ulterior motive to trick you into coming to a seminar tomorrow between 11 and 6 p.m. at one of the local hotels. And it costs a lot of money. It's $150. And I don't give too many freebies. It's $150 to listen to the 50 laws of natural health, which is a guideline. It's the textbook on how to hone your instincts in the things you do for your health, so that what you do correctly, because you're taught to have your instincts guide you. Your body gives you signs that you're doing that gallbladder flush correctly. It gives you signs that you're doing that enema correctly, that fast correctly, that exercise regimen correctly, that weight loss thing. You've decided not to replace your knee or your shoulder or your hip, and you want to do it through nature. You want a natural healing. You want your body to make sure you don't need that hip replacement. Your body gives you signs that you're on the right path. But you have to be respectful of laws. You see, here's law number one, so I'll give you a little precursor. The number one reason people do not heal is because they can't get their big fat heads out of the way of the process. And what that means is you, and now I mean you, so I'm talking to my audience, you have decided the way you measure the efficacy of your therapy is by looking at the symptom. You measure what you do, the effect of what you do, on the basis of whether the reason you do it, meaning the symptom, gets better or goes away. So if you have low back pain and somebody tells you to stretch, you have decided that that stretching, that yoga class, whatever, to make it really kindergarten simple, that yoga class is only worth it if when you're done with it, you have less back pain. That one you'll handle. That's the trap. That is the Kool-Aid. That is the way to stay sick. You, if you go to a yoga class to see if it helps your back pain before you do a surgery and come out and say, did the yoga class help my back pain? Well, not really. Therefore, the yoga class, I really can't do that because it didn't help my back pain. If you think that's the way it works, you are mistaken. You are wrong. You are innocent. You are ignorant. You are arrogant. You may even be dumb. I prefer to think innocent. And I really mean that sincerely. But there are arrogant people. There are arrogant people. Who? Well, your surgeon that's telling you to get the surgery. That may, maybe not. It may, maybe not. It may, maybe not. It may be an act of arrogance on the part of the surgeon not to have you consider that there are alternatives to that surgery. I could give you 1,000 examples of this all over the human galaxy. And then if you do it, if you take the alternative choice and you decide that it didn't help, the mistake is then to measure the efficacy, to judge the validity, to determine the benefit on the basis of whether the back pain decreased or went away. That's a mistake. It doesn't work that way. If you have back pain, you don't do yoga to help your back pain. You do yoga to help you.
What does that mean?
Well, maybe you felt a little more relaxed, but you still had the pain. Maybe it made you smile, but you still had the pain. Maybe your bowels improved, but you still had the pain. Maybe you just felt something you couldn't put your finger on, but you still had the pain. Maybe there were a million things like that, but you still had the pain. Because you still had the pain, you decided yoga didn't help. Bingo. End of conversation, nail in coffin. Don't do that. Now let's expand that to everything you do for your health. Everything you do. And why do you do everything you do? Because you want to get rid of that pain. You feel like terrible and you want to make that go away. So everything you do to make sure you feel less terrible. But when you still feel just as terrible, you take that health thing and you say, it didn't help me. Mistake. There's a law. That's a natural law. It's one of Medici's natural laws of health. Don't look at the symptom. 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 Oh, you know. You don't know. Because if I watch you try to get rid of your problem, the first thing you're going to do is look at your symptom. Oh, yeah, I got it. I got it. I wrote it down. I memorized it. I got it. Trust me. You're looking at your symptom. You're not using your instincts. Because if you used your instincts would tell you all these things that are happening that are positive, that are good. But you just insist on looking at your symptom. Because your big fat head won't get out of the way. That's law number one. Don't look at the symptom. I'm going through 50 of these. If you'll allow me. Tomorrow, 11 to 7. 714-850-1007. The 50 Laws of Natural Health. Dr. Vincent Medici's 50 Laws of Natural Health. It's lots of them. Lots of them. Sleep. Oh yeah, I got my 5 hours. Doesn't mean anything. I got my 8 hours. It doesn't mean anything. The only thing that means anything with sleep is when you wake up, you're compelled by anti-gravity to bounce out of bed and start your day. Until then, your sleep is inferior. Sleep is supposed to feel like you hit the sack, you don't know where it went or how it happened, but before you knew it, it was morning, and you just bounce out of bed. That's sleep. I get sleep like that 1 out of every 2 days. Okay? 1 out of every 2. Not every day. 1 out of every 2. I get that kind of sleep. That's why I'm alive. Having radical health practices. That's a radical health practice. Asking that of your sleep is radical. I do radical shows on radical health that are in alignment with natural law to get you to navigate your way out of the labyrinth, without which, forget it, man. Forget it. Go to Kaiser. Holistic medicine. Holistic medicine. Do not email my show and say, I hear you, Medici. My MD. I'm not talking about your MDs. I'm talking about holistic healthcare. Alternative needs a facelift because it's lying to itself. You see? Don't be part of the lie. That's it. That's all I have to say. See you tomorrow at the hotel. God bless you. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.